Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. And yes, I know your English will improve today. Well, how would you like to travel to Venice? The name of today's lesson is Enchanting Venice, and there are so many things that you can do in Venice. I would love to go to Venice myself. I have only been to Rome. I'd love to travel to different cities in Italy, Venice included, for sure. Well, what's a word that describes something you can do in Venice? The adjective is Venetian. There are many Venetian activities, things that you can do in Venice. We're also going to learn about Murano glass and Burano lace. Okay, those are two different places, and you can do a couple of different things in those cities. See a couple of different things too. The glass and the lace. Well, we have a lot to learn today, and again, your English will improve. Let's get started.
Enchanting Venice. In the square outside the Basilica, lovers of literature can sit at Café Florian, regarded as the oldest coffee house in Europe. Charles Dickens, Henry James, as well as Lord Byron, enjoyed the aromatic drink here. Venetian activities. Art lovers should buy a museum pass and visit some of the city's exceptional museums. They can view works by Venetian masters like Giovanni Bellini, Titian, and Tintoretto. Murano glass and Burano lace. In the Venetian Lagoon, the island of Murano has been home to glassmakers since 1291.
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 aromatic 这个形容词。首先我们看到这个字里面有 aroma, A-R-O-M-A, 香气或香味这个名词。所以形容词 aromatic 就是指芳香的或者是有香味的。通常是形容花草、食物或者是香料。至于它的重音是在 M-A 这个音节念成 aromatic。例如 the beef turned aromatic after being simmered for 30 minutes。炖煮30分钟后牛肉开始变成有香味或者是 The aromatic herb can refresh you in no time 这个有香气的香草可以立刻振奋你的精神继续我们看的是 exceptional 这个形容词我们看到这个字里面有 exception E-X-C-E-P-T-I-O-N 例外这个名词所以 exceptional 是指独特的优越的或者是不同凡响的例如 The actor has an exceptional ability to attractAttention, 这位演员有一种特殊的能力能够吸引人的注意力或者是 the company's exceptional marketing strategies made them number one in the field. 这家公司厉害的行销策略让他们在业界独占鳌头。
I don't know about you, Rebecca, but I want to go to Italy for some coffee.
Coffee? You want to go to Italy for coffee? Hey, I think I would like to go to Italy forfor a nice cup of tea.
Tea, that's not what Italy is famous for. It's famous for its coffee, coffee, coffee.
But Gabe, coffee isn't good for you.
That's what you think.
You are definitely a lover of coffee, aren't
you? I am a lover of, hey, yeah. A lover of, that brings us to our lesson, friends. In the square outside the Basilica, lovers of literature can sit at Café Florian, regarded as the oldest coffee house in Europe. And yes, I am a lover of coffee. Mm-hmm. Friends, if you love something, you could say you are a lover of that thing.
Exactly. So Gabe, you kept talking about how you wanted to go to Venice for the coffee, and I automatically assumed that you must be a lover of coffee.
I am, and I know, Rebecca, that you are a lover of tea.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I drink tea every single day.
And you're a lover of cats?
Cats. I'm a lover of cats. I'm a lover of literature as well.
Ah, you like literature. Well, then maybe you should go and enjoy a nice cup of tea while reading some literature in Venice.
Oh, you know, I just might do that. Yes, this word, lovers of literature. Yes, if you enjoy literature, you can go to one of the cafes. And, well, Cafe Floriana, which is regarded as the oldest coffee house in Europe. I bet they do have tea there. Anyway, we read, Charles Dickens, Henry James, as well as Lord Byron, enjoyed. You know, before I continue, Gabe, I just have to comment that I love Charles Dickens and Lord Byron a lot.
You love Charles Dickens? I mean, Charles Dickens?
Charles Dickens, yes.
Charles Dickens! What did he write?
Oh, you mean A Tale of Two Cities?
Okay, Tale of Two Cities, very good. Yeah, that was a good book. I read that too. Great Expectations. I enjoyed the book as well as the some different movies and the play based off of that book. Charles Dickens is a very good writer. I enjoy him too.
So, Gabe, if you were to go to a coffee house, what kind of coffee would you order?
That's a good question for Steve and Ken to talk about in the Info Cloud. Let's join them now.
Coffee wasn't discovered by the Italians, but with the rise of Italian coffee culture around the world, you might think it was.
Now, it helps to know a little Italian, so you can correctly order what you want at your local coffee shop. Here are a few of the more popular Italian-named beverages.
All right, the first is espresso. Just about every coffee drink is a variation of this beverage, which traditionally is about 30 milliliters of thick, strong liquid made by forcing super hot water through coffee grounds.
Some people drink espresso straight. Others feel they're too strong, and so they add something to them, like hot water.
Right. An espresso diluted with hot water is called an Americano. Americans call Cafe Americano black coffee.
If instead of water, you prefer your espresso with a dab of foamy milk on top, order a macchiato. If you like more milk, try the cappuccino, which is one-third espresso, one-third steamed milk, and one-third milk foam.
If that's still not enough milk for you, order a latte, which can be up to 90% milk. At this point, the drink becomes a kind of coffee-flavored milk, not my favorite.
咖啡并不是意大利人发明的，但是意大利人将咖啡文化发扬光大，因此很多咖啡饮品的名称都是意大利文，像espresso就是浓缩咖啡，注意前面是S，espresso不是X。 如果嫌espresso太浓，你可以加水把它稀释。这种咖啡就成为Americano美式咖啡。如果不加水，加入一些奶泡，就变成Macchiato马奇朵。若是再加多一点牛奶，就变成Cappuccino卡布奇诺。若是想要更多的牛奶呢，就可以点Latte拿铁。其实Latte在意大利文就是牛奶的意思。
Thanks, guys. It is good to know the different names for the coffee you might order at a coffee shop. Rebecca, I bet you would order a cafe nai cha.
Oh, yes, yes. No, wait, what? Coffee nai cha?
Yeah, they have
no,
that.
No, Gabe, I would just order a nai cha.
Right.
Anyway, well, earlier I mentioned that I love Charles Dickens. So we had read Charles Dickens, Henry James, as well as Lord Byron, enjoyed the aromatic drink here, meaning at the Cafe Florian. Now, aromatic, what exactly does that word mean, Gabe? I mean, we see it in our word bank.
Yeah. Do you know the word aroma?
Yeah.
That is a pleasant smell. And so if something is aromatic, that means it has a pleasant smell. And of course, coffee shops are very aromatic. Have you ever been to the coffee shop here in Taipei, Rebecca, called The Aroma?
I have not yet been to The Aroma, but I hear that it's a great coffee shop. to go to. And since it's called the aroma, yeah. I assume that it probably smells really good.
It does, and it is quite exceptional. Hey, that's another one of our word bank words. Here in our next section, Venetian activities, art lovers should buy a museum pass and visit some of the city's exceptional museums.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's exceptional, that means it stands out. It's not normal like the other ones. It's exceptional.
Exactly. Hey, you know, as a kid, I was definitely an exceptional student.
Mm.
I studied really, really hard. I practiced my music. And I also baked cookies.
I bet those were exceptional cookies.
Oh, they were delicious.
Speaking of food, you know, here in Dodger, there is a restaurant, Xiongdimian. Xiongdimian is an exceptional restaurant with exceptional 超好吃水饺. Oh,
yeah.
And our friend Ben.
What about Ben?
He makes exceptional pizza.
You know, he does. Mm-hmm. I've tasted it and it is great. Well, we still have so much more that we want to talk about.
Yes.
Venice. So make sure you stay
tuned. Let's stop right there. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are continuing to learn about what you can do in Venice. That's right, the Venetian activities. Of course, if you are a lover of literature, you could sit and enjoy a nice aromatic drink at Café Florian. And if you like art, you could check out one of the exceptional museums. Now, do you like glass and lace? Well, then you might enjoy Murano and Burano. Let's enjoy that together now.
Enchanting Venice. Tourists can visit factories, studios, and the Glass Museum. Glass artists produce everything from simple souvenir pieces to beautiful works of contemporary art. Only glass works made using traditional methods on Murano Island can be called Murano glass. The nearby island of Burano is famous for lace making and colorful houses. Looking at the colorful houses and kaleidoscopic streets makes people feel as if they were walking in a fairy tale. The City of Water promises beauty of all kinds, and it definitely lives up to its promise.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 contemporary 这个形容词。 C-O-N 这个字首有一起的意思 T-E-M-P-O-R 这个字根是指时间 所以 contemporary 是指同一个时代的 或者是现代的 或当代的 例如 Samuel doesn't like any classical art He's more interested in contemporary art Samuel 对于古典艺术一点都不喜欢 他对于现代的美术比较有兴趣 或者是 Picasso was more famous than many other contemporary artists 和同时代大多数的艺术家相比，毕卡索都比他们有名得多。所以我们看 kaleidoscopic 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 kaleidoscope，K-A-L-E-I-D-O-S-C-O-P-E， 万花筒这个名词。所以 kaleidoscopic 是指万花筒般的，也就是千变万化的，特别是形容色彩、图案或者是形状。 例如, the fashion designer used a kaleidoscopic range of fabrics in his winter collection. 这位服装设计师在今年冬季的系列中使用了多彩多姿的布料. And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we are talking about the Murano glass and Murano lace. So if you like lace and glass, you probably will be interested in this. We read, in the Venetian Lagoon, the island of Murano has been home to glassmakers since 1291.
Wow.
Tourists
Yeah, I know. That's a long time, right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Right, that's why you're wowing.
Exactly.
Right, so a tourist can visit factories, studios, and the glass museum. And we read here, glass artists produce everything from simple souvenir pieces to beautiful works of contemporary art.
If you are visiting, of course you could get a souvenir that is something special to bring back home for your friends. But I'm sure you probably could not take the contemporary art pieces back with you, even though I would love to try to cram this piece into my suitcase to bring back to my friends. This is beautiful.
Right. Gabe, I could see that piece of artwork hanging right by your desk.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll really help me to focus at work.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you just might see pieces of contemporary art just like that. Anyway, only glass works made using traditional methods on Murano Island can be called Murano glass. And of course, the nearby island of Murano is famous for what? Lace making and colorful houses.
That's right. So, if you go to Murano, you're not just going to see lace, you're also going to enjoy beautiful sights like this one. Of course, you could probably take one of these boats and go down this canal right between these rows of colorful houses.
Gabe, when I see those colorful houses, it makes me feel as if I'm in a fairy tale.
Oh, or like the Wizard of Oz when all of a sudden the movie goes from black and white to color, right? It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And it makes me feel as if
it's an enchanting city. And you want to talk about the word fairy tale.
No. I want to talk about feel as if. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
So if something feels as if it's something else, that just kind of gives you the experience as if you were somewhere else.
Okay. So when do you feel a certain way? When I'm around this person, I feel as if I'm walking on eggshells. I'm always nervous around that person. What is another way you could use this phrase?
Right here. When I sit in my friend's living room with a cup of hot chocolate, I feel as if I'm home.
Well, friends, if you're in Venice, the city of water, you might feel as if you're an enchanting city. And does this city live up to its promises? I believe it does. If something lives up to something, that means it has a reputation. And when you go experience it, you realize that your experience matches the reputation.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to see what's going on with Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out. Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, Ben, that sounds really good.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you know, this month we're talking about an enchanting place called Venice.
Venice, the city of water, right?
Exactly.
Hey, what's special about Venice?
Well, actually, it's known for its romantic atmosphere.
Hey, romantic. You could take your girl there, maybe.
You're right, I could one of these days.
Hey, I know. Enchanting Venice.
Yeah.
Enchanting Venice. Enchanting Venice. It has a romantic atmosphere.
Let me get in on this.
Enchanting Venice. Enchanting Venice. Enchanting Venice. It has a romantic atmosphere. You know, one of the cool things about Venice that I've heard is that it has really exceptional museums.
You're right about that.
Enchanting Venice. Enchanting Venice, Enchanting Venice has exceptional museums.
You know what? Some of these museums are art museums, and some of these art museums are contemporary art museums.
Oh, yeah. Enchanting Venice, Enchanting Venice, Enchanting Venice has contemporary art. Enchanting Venice, oh, Enchanting Venice, oh. It's the city of water.
Oh, yeah! Ben, I got an idea. I think that you should take your guitar to Venice and add to the romantic atmosphere.
Hey, I know. It's an even better idea. We should both go, and then we can sing it out.
Hello.
Good morning. How was your tour?
Oh, it was great. At the Basilica, I had coffee from a place called Café Florian.
That is regarded as the oldest coffee house in Europe.
It did look pretty old.
Charles Dickens, Henry James, as well as Lord Byron enjoyed the aromatic drink there.
I enjoyed it too.
Did you visit any of the city's museums?
I did. I bought a pass and visited several. What exceptional museums!
My favorite pieces are by Giovanni Bellini.
My favorite artist is Tintoretto. Can you please recommend a site for me to visit today?
Sure. How about the Venetian Lagoon? The island of Murano has been home to glassmakers since 1291.
Glassmakers? Oh!
You can visit factories, studios, and the Glass Museum.
That sounds interesting.
It is. Glass artists produce simple souvenir pieces of beautiful works of contemporary art.
Oh, wow.
And nearby is the island of Burano, famous for lace making and colorful houses.
How special.
Yes. The colorful houses and kaleidoscope streets will make you feel like you're walking in a fairy tale.
Great. I'm on my way.
Buffet? Door?
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Such a funny skit.
Well, I do want to go to Venice one day. Friends, next up, Capitol Records Building, right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Are you sure? Did you double check?
I did.
Are you sure?